Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Welcome back to Blue Collar BS with Brad and Steve. I am Brad.
Hey, and I'm Steve.
All right. This has been a diversion for us to be able for Steve and I to get back into conversations and get into some other things between our guest episodes. And so, Steve, what do you got for us today to entertain our listening audience?
All right. So today, one of my clients actually hooked me up with a gift, and that gift was a board game.
It's kind of like sure where that was going to go. So I'm glad.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, I mean, some of my clients, you know, anyways, we're going to keep this on the PC side. So I was gifted with a board game called Mind the Gap. And what it is it's a trivial game or a trivia game for the generation. So it covers, So it covers the generations that we talk about on the show, the boomers, the Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z. So, you know, I thought, hey, let's kind of challenge each other, aka I'll challenge Brad to see which generation does this boomer actually.
Hey, I'm not in that generation. I might know a lot about that generation, but I'm not in that generation, you millennial.
No. So we're kind of gonna play a little game with stuff today, just around some pop culture.
Oh, great. Pop culture.
Pop culture. So
not my strong.
So we're just gonna kind of go here with some topics. So we've got five topics across the generations. So we've got, you know, several questions we're gonna ask you, Brad.
Okay.
So we're gonna cover some questions in TV and film.
All right.
We're gonna cover pop culture.
Pop culture. Music. There's a song called Pop Culture.
Yeah, there is a song. I wouldn't know it. I'm not that old. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
All right, then we're going to talk some unique headlines that have happened, and then we're going to follow up with slang.
Oh, good.
Slang.
WTF, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's about as far as mine goes.
Yeah, so, you know. But, so, of those categories, Brad, where do you want to start with first?
I'll take TV for 200, Steve.
TV for 200.
TV for 200.
All right. So the first question we got for you.
Are you going to tell me what generation it's from at least so I get an idea? No. We're going to play random. No. Okay.
Random. Random generator. All right. All right. So what did the letters in WALL-E name represent? Bravo.
That was very bizarre. It was not necessarily one of my favorites. Something e-waste, something waste. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know what it stood for, but I thought it was waste and energy or something.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got one word right. We'll sort of kind of give it to you. So it's Waste Allocation Load Lifter, Earth. So that is what WALL-E stands for.
That would have been Gen Z, correct?
That would have been Gen Z. Yes, correct. All right, so we'll kind of keep with TV and film here, but next generation. Won't tell you which one this is. So what sports movie set in Philadelphia won the Best Picture Academy Award in 1976?
Philadelphia? What picture of Philadelphia? Not Bull Durham.
What sports movie set in Philadelphia won the Best Picture Academy Award?
Longest Yard? Well, I don't remember where the prison was, but
No. That movie was made way after 1976.
No, there was the original one wasn't, because that was Burt Reynolds.
Oh my God, now you're dating yourself. Well, you definitely don't fit into this category because it was Rocky.
Ah, okay. Philadelphia, Rocky, okay. I wasn't a big Rocky fan.
All right. So what celebrity panel game show debuted in the 1950s with famous people attempting to determine which contestant story was authentic and who was lying.
Oh, whose line is it anyway? Or whose line is it? Or something like that.
Was that made in the 50s?
Is that what the card said?
Yeah, it says debuted in the 50s.
Is it whose line?
I mean, you were around then. You should know.
Whose line is it? What is it?
It's called To Tell the Truth. Oh, man, so far you're fitting in with Gen Zs. what's going on here?
That's maybe why I'm really good right? service so to my clients at times, you know? I understand. Right?
So if there was, right. So last one here. So if only there had been more room on the floating door, this movie's lead character could have been saved.
Never man. Saw that movie, but worst movie ever, probably, is what I've heard. Never saw it. Never watched it.
All right. So, wow.
That's a millennial movie.
So
that was a millennial movie, right?
That is a millennial movie. Yeah. Man, you're jamming the millennials here. All right.
See, I'm younger than
you think. All right. Right. All right. So which other category you want? Let's pick two more.
Oh, let's go with what the hell? I think we'll go with slang. We'll see what that can do.
Yes. All right. So, slang for 100. What did Wayne and Garth encourage people to do?
Oh. Shit. Party on.
Party on, man. Party on. All right.
That awesome. Was Gen X, right?
That is all Gen right, X.
Good. I remember some of my own stuff.
All right, so what did the acronym TLDR mean?
TLDR. Uh-uh. I have no idea.
Too long didn't read. Too long didn't read.
Okay.
That's I'm
I like it. That. I like that. I should use right? that back to my wife when she sends me some text. She's not a listener to the show, so I can say that.
You can say that.
I should probably take a note on that. TLDR. Okay.
You should. TLDR. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So what exactly was a mirror warmer?
What? What? A mirror warmer?
Yeah.
This has got to be your generation, that millennial generation. Because I have no idea. TLDR was Gen Z, I'm assuming.
No, it was not.
That was millennial. Mirror warmer. This is boomer category. Mirror warmer.
Yeah, mirror
slang, warmer. Slang, mirror warmer, slang. Mustache.
No, someone who spends too much time standing in front of the mirror.
Wow. I've never heard that one. I got the last one here.
All right, so the last one is name the term for pretending on the internet to be someone or something you're not to gain friends' attention. Yeah. Wow, you're really nailing this Gen Z category here.
Like, again, man, so understanding generations allow you to become a much better leader at times, right?
Absolutely. More relatable to them.
You can
make connections quicker. All right, last category. Let's pick one here. You got pop culture, music, and headlines left.
Go with headlines. Let's go with headlines. I like
headlines. I like history. All right. All right. You like history. Perfect. So between 2011 and 12 and 2018-19 NBA seasons, this team combined for 3 championships due in part to the Splash Brothers. Name the Splash
Brothers. I have no idea because I'm not an NBA guy.
Oh, sorry, Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson.
Nope. Not an NBA.
Sorry. All right.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
All right. So in 2008, what market collapsed, contributing significantly to the Great Recession? The
financial markets.
Oh.
That was the
The housing market.
Oh, well, it was the financial markets that caused the housing market to crash. Let's be that's who we're getting to revisionist history and other things, right? It was the financial.
Oh, I thought we weren't getting into politics.
Well, but that's, it wasn't the housing crash that caused it. It was the financial aspect that caused the housing crash. This is a, symptom or cause scenario. In fact, I just had this conversation with somebody last week about, they're concerned over what's happening now in 2023. Is it going to be 2008 all over again? I'm like, yeah, you used to be able to breathe on a piece of paper, get a $500,000 loan. Not happening anymore.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Nope.
So, all right, what's next?
All right, next question. So, in 1977, what rock band's plane crashed, killing members Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines?
Oh, man, that wasn't the crash I was thinking of. I don't remember what Ronnie Van Zant was part of. As soon as you say it, I'm going to know, but.
Oh, yeah, you will know.
I don't know.
Leonard Skinnerd.
Yeah, I know that band. I know the name. I know the songs. Mm-hmm. Don't know the members.
Yep. All right. So last question.
Bad person, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, you're only relatable to the younger generation, so just can't relate to those old guys.
Yeah.
All right, last question. What British female was featured on the cover of Vogue in 1967, heralding her arrival as one of the first international supermodels in the face of the modern era?
British. Vogue.
British female was featured on the cover of
Vogue. It wasn't Marilyn because she was born in the U.S. You said what year? 57?
67.
Raquel?
Twiggy.
What?
Twiggy. Hey, I don't know. I'm definitely not in that category. I'm not a boomer.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
This just goes to show you that it's very trying to understand where people have come from to have their reference points is very important, right? And it might be because I relate to those because my kids are Gen Z. So I had to live through some of those things and explain it and make those things happen. Versus, when I probably had more awareness of what was going on, for those older than me, because when I was working, with them more side by side to catch those references and that history and those types of things.
Right. Absolutely. So, I totally would actually encourage people to check out this game called The Mind Gap, and bring it into the workplace and start conversations by playing this game. Because clearly you can see just by, some of the sample questions we've read here, it shows how we can actually change and be more relatable to our target audience because we are trying to hire younger generation into our workforce.
Well, I think it's also important that the older generations, the X, even some of the boomers or the older millennial group like yourself, find some of those younger employees to help with those things, to stay current, to be part of that, to have conversations, to talk about what you do on the weekend versus not. What do you do today for fun versus what you used to do for the day, right? When you used to be able to go, you went to the garage and you worked on your car all weekend, and then you went to the movie theater drive-in. Well, that's not happening today. There's no reference point for kids today to know that. By the same token, the boomer has no reference point for being and playing, Minecraft all day, all night from 10 a.m., right?
Right.
So there's just a gap that's there as to what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, you've made me feel completely insecure with my knowledge there, Mr. Doyle.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
It proves that Google is important or Siri is important to go find out information. So, as you take this into your office and you put those challenges together, how many people know the answers off their head from wisdom versus going to get the answer for knowledge? And that's the difference here.
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks for making me feel like a complete idiot. I appreciate it.
Thanks. No problem, man. That's what I'm here for. That's what we do.
We will we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better.
Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.